Coach Sugi, I know you and I talked a while back on when Noah signed his letter of intent. On that same day, Austin Smith also signed to go to Hastings College. You got to be happy for that young man. He's getting ready for his senior season, and he'll be a Hastings College Bronco. And they've got some good tracksters down there. Coach Osgood does a good job with that bunch, doesn't he?
Absolutely. You know, we're thrilled for Austin. He kind of pursued this thing. I never really heard much, and he kind of told me, "Coach, I'm pretty interested in Hastings." And through his talks with the coaching staff, he kind of decided that was the place for him. So Austin's just been a really big part of our program. Since his freshman year, Austin's one of those kids just loves track. He just loves competing. Willing to do whatever we ask him to do, so I'm really happy for him.
Yep, he in the sprints, and he ran in your short relay last year, and he's one of your mainstays coming back. You lost some pretty good sprinters. Add a couple of more guys, and hopefully he and some others will have a good 4x1 again this year.
Yeah, definitely. Our 4x1 has been, we've kind of set and reset our school record here several times in these last few years, and having Thomas there on the curve and a few other guys that have been, we just lost Cameron Lemke off of it, and Mason Walling was on there for a while. And we really have, as you said, we've had some good guys. And in Class C, I think the last four or five meets that Class C state meets, we've medaled, fifth or better. We had a couple thirds in there. So we think this can be a good squad. Austin is back. Tucker Mullender is back. We'll add in a couple other young guys and we hope to keep it rolling. But yeah, Austin is definitely sort of the centerpiece of that thing. He's been, even with those really good older relays, when he was a freshman and sophomore, he was kind of our first alternate, practiced with us. And then, last year he was ready to step into that role and let us off in that relay. And even in the Class B meet, man, when he handed off there in the fast heat at state, we were in the lead when he handed off. It's been really good. And then Austin actually, last year he just sort of volunteered and said, I want to start running some 400s. We're going to need some 400 runners coming up. So he started running 400 towards the end of the year and got his time down in the 52s. So really excited about that as well.
Yep, I was going to say, we talked about that, and he possibly, if needed, he could be a key guy in that 4x4 as well for you.
Definitely. I think he'll have to be. And we lost basically all four of those guys with Thomas and Cole and Tristan Jablonski and Cameron. We lost all those guys with Easton that had the state record, there for a year. It didn't last long, but kind of retooling that thing. And Austin's going to be, we're going to kind of be building around him with it.
Yep, he'll be a key guy, no question, going ahead. Hastings College is a good school right down the line. We've got a number of area kids, and they do some great things down at Hastings College, no question.
Coach came down for the signing, which we appreciated. We're so happy with our track program has had some good success here lately, and we've just been so lucky with especially some of these GPAC schools that have come in and really given our kids some good opportunities. And Hastings certainly been one of those. So we're super excited for Austin and for me, heck, I'm getting to the point where I can go to a college track meet around here and I can watch quite a few of our kids. So that's pretty fun.
Exactly right. All right, Carl, it's the first part of February. I know we still got a whole month, but you're starting to get that itch a little bit for spring track and field, aren't you?
Oh, definitely. Got kids coming in for workouts, and we've had some kids go, some pole vaulters and some other stuff that have been going around to some of the indoor meets. It's funny, we have a new coach here who is retired and has come back to teaching, and he's coached all over the area. And he just said, "I've never been in a place where the kids, sit a month out and start talking about how excited they are for track." So we're pretty proud of that. We start to get really excited about it. And with this warm weather this week, especially, we're going to really be itching to get out there. So yeah, we can't wait. And we hope to stay healthy through the rest of the winter season here and have everybody ready to go.